I had to have a come to Jesus moment. We'll just call it that. With myself. And I sat down, I thought about it a lot, back and forth, pros, cons, everything.
Welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Fortune, the girl that says, it's not my disability, it's my different ability. We are going to dig deep every week discussing the challenges, the struggles, the successes and wins with being different. We will bring you inspiring and motivating stories and messages of people with different abilities that are living their best lives the way they were created. Are you ready? I know I am. Let's do this.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I am your host and friend, Katie Fortune. Today is such a fun day. Today is a day that I'm going to be sharing an episode that I did over on my YouTube channel. I hardly ever do this, but it was really raw and real, and I may share next week's as well from a YouTube episode. These two episodes were pretty real and raw, so I don't want to re-talk about them, to be honest. So here you go. Listen to my motivation moment YouTube video of my announcement about teaching at the university. Listen in right now.
Hey, hey, welcome to Motivation Moment. I am your friend, Katie Fortune. And when I'm recording this, it's a beautiful day in Wisconsin and I'm grateful. So today I wanna talk about something that's a little difficult to talk about, to be honest. Or a lot difficult, to be honest. So if you're new here, welcome. This might be confusing for you, but we'll see. And if you're not new here, thank you for watching yet again another Motivation Moment video. So for those of you that do not know, I am an account executive for a large commercial furniture dealer, which really what that means is I sell commercial furniture to businesses and help design their spaces because my background is in interior design. I also own my own business, Katie Fortune LLC. I do a lot of motivational speaking, more here soon, which I'm super excited about. And I have a podcast, the Different Ability Podcast. I have this YouTube channel and this show. I have multiple brands, Motivation Moment being one of them. Lots of things. But last year, around, I think, May, I went to speak, or maybe it was April. Anyways, last year, I went up to UW Stout, University of Wisconsin Stout, and spoke at a class. If you don't know, I graduated from UW Stout back in 2012 with an interior design degree. So I went back to speak. I do that often. I love doing it when they ask. And so when I was in that class speaking at the end of the class, the professor asked me, what are you doing this fall? And I said, okay, I'm working. Long story short, fast forward, I was asked to come and teach. Yes, actually teach at a university interior design. And I was super honored. And last year was a crazy year. At that time in April, a few months from then, I was going to be getting married. I had all sorts of things going on. My day job was very busy, which is the sales job. Everything was just crazy. But I thought it was a really wonderful opportunity, and it was. And so in the fall, I started teaching. It was right after I got married, came back, and boom, let's start teaching. I was literally teaching full-time for 7 weeks, full-time. Also was doing my full-time day job. Also was still trying to keep up with all of the things that I have here for you guys. So needless to say, it was very overwhelming, very exhausting. Like it was exhausting. It was a hard time, but I had such a great time. The students I taught, they're so awesome. Two out of the three professors that were in the interior design department, they were my professors, so it was so fun being back around them. And then the other one I went to school with, it was just so so much fun, but it was a lot. I'm going to be real here. It was too much. I learned that very quickly. So I got through the semester. And then, by the way, after the 7 weeks, then I was more part-time, a couple days a week, which was more doable. And then there was winter break. And winter break, I actually took an entire week off of my day job as well. And just, I needed to rest. I was burned out. Like my grandpa would say, or many people would say to me, you were burning the candle at both ends kind of situation. I mean, every end of my body was burning. So it was a lot. And I ended up being asked back again and was put on the roster to teach this semester when I'm recording this in 2023, spring semester, which I'm excited about. It's 2 days a week. It's one class, teaching it twice, 2 days a week. Now, over winter break, though, I had to have a come to Jesus moment. We'll just call it that, with myself. And I sat down, I thought about it a lot, back and forth, pros, cons, everything. I looked back on the last year. What are things I'm really proud of? What happened in the last year? What was great? What wasn't great? Really reevaluated all of that. I evaluated all of that. And I did come to the conclusion that I would have to say that I am not going to be coming back to teaching in the fall of 2023. I talked to my husband a lot about it, and with a lot of the things that he and I are getting into, that's all different news for a different time. Exciting though. Some more speaking opportunities, other things that I really, really want to get working on here with my own business. I have decided that I'm going to have to hang up my teaching hat for this university. Now, granted, I'm still going to be teaching in my own way with my own business, but it was such a hard decision. It is still such a hard decision. And I'm just really grateful. I'm really grateful for the opportunity. I'm really grateful for the amazing professors and educators I got to work with at the university, in the art department specifically. They're an amazing group of people, and I'm really proud to be a Stout graduate. I'm really proud that I was able to come back and help and serve the new generation of designers. I'm super grateful for all of it, honestly. And even though it was a really hard decision, I know it's the right decision for right now. And yeah, because I'm tired. I have to be honest, it's very exhausting. And again, you wouldn't know this, but I live an hour and a half away, one way, from that university. And so 2 days a week, I am driving 3 hours a day. And I don't know if you've ever driven that kind of miles. I drive a lot of miles for my jobs, but it does take a toll. And so that is the decision I have made. I do feel good about it. I know I actually feel great about it just because I am just very tired. But I am really excited for other opportunities, other ways that I can serve the students at UW-Stout and help kind of from afar, or come back and speak every once in a while, that kind of stuff. But it was a very, very hard decision. But I know it's the right decision for right now. I am going to be doing another video kind of like digging into everything I am grateful for this opportunity, because I don't want to take light of that. There has been so many amazing things that I've learned about myself because of this opportunity. And if I didn't take this opportunity, I'd still be stuck. Stay tuned for that episode. I'll be doing another one. And go check out my episodes on the Different Ability Podcast, because I'll be talking about this over there as well. But I just want to say, for anyone that is listening today, if you have a gut feeling of doing something and you go and do it and it's such an amazing opportunity, but you get to a point where you're like, something has to give, and you make a really hard decision, and sometimes you might feel like you failed. You didn't fail. You have made a decision. I have made a decision for myself. And how much I have learned surpasses the failure. And again, I don't actually believe in failure. I actually believe that you learn from all of your fails, mistakes, whatever. It's a learning opportunity. And this opportunity of me teaching is not a failure, not even a little bit. My body would say something different right now because it's, again, tired. But don't get so hard on yourself if you feel like, oh my gosh, what are people going to think? Oh my gosh, this and that. You got to do what's right for you. You didn't fail. You're amazing. You tried something new. You put yourself like outside of your comfort zone. You learned a ton. You met a lot of great people. Just try to turn that thought around and find that positive in what you did, even if you're still in the thick of it, because I am still in the thick of it. I have 3 months left, and again, so grateful, and I'm obviously doing it, and that's not what I'm trying to say here, but you got to do what's right for you, and I'm saying this to myself, Katie, you can't do it all, okay? Like, something had to give. And I'm grateful for my husband and him and I talking. And really, he brings me back down to earth sometimes because I'm up here floating around with all these crazy, awesome hopes and dreams. And hopes is terrible. Dreams, goals, everything I'm going to be doing. But sometimes I just need that reality check. And I'm really excited for the next opportunities coming up here in the near future. So that's my news today, that at the end of this semester, I will be hanging up my UW Stout teaching hat with interior designers, but I still have a teaching hat on and I'm going to be creating, I already have created, I just need to get it out there, courses and really great stuff for parents, students, anyone and everyone, and I'm really excited for that as well. So thank you so much for listening today. Don't give up, but also sometimes something does have to give and you got to make a hard decision. And you have it in you to do that. As always, less hate, let's go motivate and get out there and be the best you can be. Talk to you next week. If you couldn't tell, this video was really hard to record. Still is really hard. But stay tuned for probably next week or the week after, where I dig into everything that I'm grateful for this opportunity and how this opportunity that I dove into truly changed my life. Can't wait to share that with you. See ya.
As you heard here, that was my announcement. Yes, it was very raw and real, and that is why I use that audio. It probably sounds very different because I don't use this sweet mic to do that, but I appreciate you. I just hope you go take the leap, take the jump, try something new, even if it's scary, because you just have no idea what doors, windows, or opportunities it will open. Thank you for listening this week, and I'll talk to you next week. Wow, can you believe it? It's already done? Another episode is complete. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you want more, head on over to katiefortune.com/podcast. There you will find a link to all of the Different Ability podcast episodes, along with where you can join the exclusive Different Ability Podcast Facebook group. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or family member. And I would love it if you left a 5-star review. The more reviews and ratings we get, the more incredible stories we can share each week.
And remember, it's not your disability, it's your different ability. Are you ready to share it with the world?